hell-bent. One could be strolling at the farmer's market in a foul mood, yet still shelling out cash to buy heirloom tomatoes and prized beets. And some busybody is sure to take issue with the tilt of your grin, hunched shoulders, your self-pity on display. Are they afraid? He's becoming unhinged, they write, they say, hell-bent on destroying the anger in the man, and then the man inside the man. I was there, like Trump, mad as hell, victimized, trolled, scrutinized, like a lab rat who refuses to eat the cheese. I have fantasies of lighting up a cigarette in my classroom, go scream at the principal, of letting them all see the results of a bitter yet muted divorce. I, too, wish to make friends with dictators, destroy those who speak the language as though it were made of flowers, my language, iron-fisted, uncontrolled, ruinous. Fuck the eternal press conference, I say. Even a bully can be bullied. For years, I also wore my conflicts like a suit. I wanted to force them to eat their own faces. I was a frightened, panicked brute. So forgive me if I take offense when you call the president repugnant, aberrant, unhinged, as if there were a door to have been attached to, a house beyond the door to love. My mood was as foul as the leaders of the free world, as I was repugnant, aberrant, and I, too, built a thousand walls.